Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Doing well. Can't complain. Enjoying another August Friday night. But before we do this week's show, let me clear up the challenge from last time. I said, start with the word Pomeranian. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a four-letter type of writing and a six-letter place found in literature. What are the words?
Well, what are the words?
Well, we heard from longtime listener Dinah Farrington, who knew that the type of writing is a poem and the place in literature is Narnia.
Way to go, Dinah. All right, Ian, it's that time of year when students and teachers are preparing to return to classes, both online and on campus this time around. To get us in the mindset to begin learning again, this week we're going to take a test. That is, our questions this time around will be about tests.
Let's hope I pass.
The 1986 album Test for Echo is the 16th studio album by what Canadian trio, who released it 15 years after their album Moving Pictures, which features the songs Limelight, YYZ, and Tom Sawyer?
I saw a cutout of Geddy Lee at the Buffalo Blue Jays game this week of Rush.
That's a very, very 2020 sentence you just said. Rush is correct. And I should maybe have said YYZ since they are Canadian. And that song is named after the airport code for Toronto Pearson International Airport. And the song is so named because the rhythm is the letters in Morse code.
Amazing. That is such a nerd thing.
Often cited as one of the first examples of a genre called new journalism, the 1968 nonfiction book The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test chronicles the cross-country journeys of Ken Kesey and the Merry Pranksters. The book was written by what author?
You're either on the bus or you're off the bus. Tom Wolfe.
That's right. And Tom Wolfe introduced a lot of phrases to the lexicon, so to speak, the right stuff, as you may have guessed. But he also introduced the phrase the me decade and good old boy. The Ishihara test, named after the University of Tokyo professor who developed it, consists of a series of plates that each have a circle of dots that form numbers or shapes within their patterns. These plates are commonly used to test for what medical condition?
A colorblindness, right?
Colorblindness is right. Will the interrogator decide wrongly as often when the game is played like this as he does when the game is played between a man and a woman? Is from a 1950 paper about machine intelligence and describes what the author calls an imitation game, which inspired a test that came to be named after him. Who wrote this 1950 paper?
Alan Turing.
That's right. And finally, a match that took place from March 15th to March 19th, 1877 in Melbourne, between teams from England and Australia, is marked as the first officially recognized match of the test version, widely considered the highest standard in what sport?
Rugby?
Think of something very typically English.
Okay, cricket?
Cricket is right, yes. Test cricket is what they call it. Part of my favorite description of test cricket is a standard day of test cricket consists of three sessions of 2 hours each, the breaks between sessions being 40 minutes for lunch and 20 minutes for tea. Well, I suppose we should say that Ian passed his test again today. How well did you do? Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can visit wamc.org/anyquestions for some extra credit on this test, this week's show, and this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase litmus test. Change one letter to a P, and you can rearrange the result to spell a four-letter word for a part of a flower and a six-letter word for certain types of flowers. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times Games Magazine and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.